entered the room, he had not heard the mother come down the hall. The mother could not let it go. She was not aware of what was going on, but it was evident something was wrong. She ran past him and said the most comforting words a child could hear. "Honey, Mommy is here, and I will always be here for you. I will never let anything happen to you, no matter who is trying to harm you." She bent down and scooped up her bundle of joy. The little boy sat in the nurse's office as she tended to the bruise on his cheek. This is the third time he had been in the nurse's office this week. "What happened this time, Buster?" "My friends and I got a little rough when we were playing." "It's really nothing." "Why did you become a nurse?" asked the boy. "I wanted to help people," the little boy said. "I want to fix people too." Later in the afternoon, when all the kids had left, the little boy was still sitting outside on the bench when the nurse was leaving. This was the third time his mom was late picking him up this week. She sat down beside him. "I will wait here with you until your mom comes." "She probably got stuck at work again," the little boy spoke softly. 2 hours had passed, and several attempts at calling the mother had failed. "Maybe she is stuck in traffic." "I will take you home. Would you like that?" "Maybe I can spend the night at your house," said the little boy. "I'm afraid that would not be appropriate. Come, let me take you home." The drive home was a quiet drive. The boy was pensive. As they pulled up to Buster's house, he started to shed a tear. "What is it, Buster? Is your mother's car not here?"